The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, let the gates be shut in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, our Father in heaven. We are grateful unto you, O Lord, for giving us, O God, life to live, O God, in a new day. We are grateful. We celebrate your greatness, O God. We celebrate you. We celebrate your love, King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. We bless you. We exalt you. We uplift you. Shali brokutura baita kuliba zita kula. Libre keteke baratu kastike bashukuru buzakara bazanta libi ile bazuta. This morning, we have broken out of any trap, anything that has trapped us. We break ourselves to go out of the trap. We break ourselves into a new day. We break ourselves into our testimonies. We break ourselves into our miracle. We break ourselves into our healing. We break ourselves into your purposes. We break ourselves into your will. We break ourselves into your way. We break ourselves into a new realm. Thank you, Jesus. Librokoto rabaita kulibazi kabatahi hashikelebroto karama ita kabayate. We bless your name. We exalt you. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We secure ourselves in the blood. We secure our day in the blood. We secure our destiny in the blood. We secure our dreams in the blood. Li papa rakata kaba ita lebe shukurubo sata kabaya. Ile baba baba rakata kaba ita lebe shukurubo sata kaba. Li papa papa rakata kaba itale bebe kete kebara. Li papa rakata kaba itale be koroba zikere bazoko tu kapanta la ba araba zande. Li bobo bobo ite le bobo roko tu kaba itale be shokoro bazikere. Mazete kebaroko tu kapanta la ba ora itakaba ya. Li papa papa rakata kaba itale be shokoro bazikere bazanda. Ya brokoto rabaita kuri bazu kata kabayate. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto you be all the glory. We thank you, Father. We are grateful. Shele brokoto rabaita kumazi kale brokoto rabaita kuri. Zi brokoto kabanta laba arita ku rabaita kuri bazu kata. Ile brokoto kabante le bakuraita kukumazi keteke bayande. Ha sikele brokoto rabaita kula. Je pepe pepe eteke borokoto kapete. Wa shekele bokoro bazi kere bazuta kaba. Le pepe 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 pepe. Le brokoto kapanta la bahara bazute ke baya. Malei karo shaprata kule bazi kele bazu karante. Zibrokoto kabanta libi ili esota. Ya brokoto rabaita kuliba zike ba ante.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Ali
Lord.
Aranto sakata kuliba zite. Librokoto kabanta labasho. Librokoto kaba rababa. Librokoto kaba itale beshokoto. Libaba atakaba rokoto. Kabrete eba sokoto kabete. Librokoto rabaita kuliba zokoto kabanta. Wali aranto sakata yaba ante.
Le brokoto kabanta le pekele bokara bazekete. Le brokoto rabaita kuri mazanta kabaya.
Ali baba rakata kabaya katete balokoto kabante le ba aranta.
We thank you for the gift of this day, the gift of life, and the gift of everything that you have made available.
Father, we are grateful unto you this morning, King of kings and Lord of lords. We are limited in words, Father God, to celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We are grateful. We celebrate you, Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. Your name alone be glorified. We thank you for the blood that has been shed. We thank you for the blood that is speaking. We thank you for the kingdom into which you have given us birth. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you for everyone that is online. Thank you for every soul. Thank you for every precious son or daughter of yours who is highly valued and favored. Father, unto you be the glory. Thank you this morning. Take us through, Lord, we pray. Lead us, Holy Spirit, into the presence of God. We are grateful, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome each and every one of you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Wild. Our theme this morning is enforcing the reason or purpose for my purchase. Enforcing the reason or purpose for my purchase. Enforcing the reason or purpose for my purchase. Beloved, we need to start getting angry at certain things in life because Jesus suffered to purchase us. He gave his own life for our sake. And so it is time for you and I to really get spiritually angry. Yes, get spiritually angry. Yes, we need to rise up and get angry with our own flesh, get angry with the world system, get angry with the devil out there. These three things are resisting us. There are three things that resist us, beloved, from enforcing the reason for our purchase: the flesh, the world system, and the devil outside there. These three things limit us. These three things, the devil used them to limit us. The way we see things, the way we view things, what we have been told when we were young, certain traditional values and ideologies, certain things that have been imputed into us from childbirth, certain mindsets, certain things we have inherited, certain things that have been transferred onto us from the day of our birth that we are growing up with, certain dreams, negative dreams that we had, that we are growing up with, and the world system, certain things we have studied, those who were privileged to go to higher institutions, yes, philosophy and psychologists, yes, the system is like this, the world is like this, so and so is like this, to the point that some have become nominal Christians, naturalistic Christians. They don't believe in spiritual things again. And of course, the devil himself. Beloved, I want to start by reading Psalm 74, verse 2. Psalm 74, verse number 2. Remember the people you purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwell. I read that again, Psalm 74, verse 2. Remember the people you purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwell. This is about the Israelites. They were purchased by the blood out of Egyptian captivity. Even before they were brought out of Egyptian captivity, God entered into a covenant with them. There are two major covenants in the Old Testament, many, many covenants, but two major ones with Abraham. In Genesis 15, God himself entered into covenant with Abraham. So he swore by himself. In Genesis 17, God asked Abraham to enter into covenant with him. And in that covenant, God told Abraham that every male in his house must be circumcised. He himself, Abraham, should be circumcised. Abraham circumcised himself at the age of 86 years. 86 years. When at that time, Ishmael was 13 years. Ishmael was 13 years. So you can imagine the father circumcising the son and circumcising himself. An 86-year-old man circumcising himself. Can you imagine that? Taking blade or whatever it is, 86, and you circumcise yourself. Can you imagine how Abraham walked? Oh, when we get to heaven, I will look for Abraham. In fact, he's the one who welcomed us, actually. Abraham's bosom. The man has gone through things. So that mark on Abraham is the mark of God that I own you. Circumcision is the mark of God that you are mine. You know, in the Old Testament, or even in the slave trade, anytime slaves were bought, they used a metal. They put metal in fire. They put it on their forehead to make a mark, or their right hand to make a mark. Yes, or their cheek to make a mark. Yes. On the metal there, they have designed the metal in some way. Some are like staff, some are like the cross, some are like mark, good mark. When you write exam, how they mark you good. Some are like a minus. Huh? So when they put it in the fire and they put it on the part of your body, it etched, it removed that mark on that place so that when the whole slaves arrive, when the ship arrives, the owners will just be looking at the mark. And then they'll say, you are mine. You are mine. That's how the slaves were sold. And so the mark of circumcision on Abraham and his descendants simply means that you belong to me. In the New Testament now, it is spiritual circumcision. The moment you become born again, the Holy Spirit circumcises your heart. It's now heart circumcision. Now, so that is Psalm 74, verse number 2. That's the mark. In fact, some also use chains, especially ladies who were beautiful. They use chains. They put an anklet on their ankle, yes. That is why some religions, they don't like wearing chains and then rings. They say it is slave. It is enslavement. Yes, anklet. It's an enslavement. So that when you arrive, they will look at the anklet, they will look at the ring and identify you. But you know something? Abraham in Genesis 24, when he was sending Eliezer to go and look for a wife for Isaac, Rebecca. They loaded things. And the things that Isaac, Eliezer gave to Rebecca's family, rings was involved. I mean, anklet things were involved. Those things. So you see, those things were there before slave trade came. So those religion will say, using those things means, and of course, there is a religion of anklet. That's why when you are a Christian, you are using those things, you are putting yourself into serious trouble, serious doubt. Yes. When you wear an anklet, it simply means that you are free for any man. You are a free zone for any man. There is a religion like that. Yes, you are free for any man. It also means that you are a slave. You are a slave to sex. You are a slave to sex. Any man can sleep with you. That's why it is advised Christians, ladies, you put yourself in a very difficult situation. Yes, it will take discernment for me to really know that you are genuine. Now, when we come to the New Testament, today I'm not going to talk long. We want to pray. I am very angry in my spirit. Galatians, I am angry in my spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13 and 14. Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who is hung on a tree. 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Galatians 3:29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Revelation, 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter first before Revelation. 1 Peter, then I'll tell you why I'm angry. I'm angry that things must work for people. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were purchased. You were redeemed or purchased from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. 20, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. I want to read verse 18 again. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. You see, we have been praying about transfer. Anything that has been transferred to me, any debt that I am paying, ancestral transfers, family transfers, parental transfer, this is an appropriate scripture. Handed down to you from your forefathers. Empty way of life, tradition of men, human ideologies and philosophy. Yesterday, God was teaching me about tradition and customs. When I was looking at Ashanti tradition, in fact, the things that the British stole from Ashanti, they brought them back. And when I was looking at the display of culture, very beautiful, and I was just admiring it, I said, wow. Then the Lord started speaking to me. Do you know that God is not against tradition? God is not against culture. But what God is against, listen to me, and very envious, what is being eulogized, celebrated by the custom, by the tradition, whose name is being mentioned? That's what God is against. Then I got to know that, look, oh my God, if our fathers, God made me to write to you, if we can say, God, is that not it? You did this through our father. That one. God did it through our fathers. God, you did it through our mother. But you see, now, some nanas are being celebrated as God. God is angry. I am telling you, he doesn't share his glory with anybody. I wish I can have the opportunity to teach this to traditionalists. God is not against any how you want to do your things. That is you. But who is being eulogized? Who is being eulogized? Who is being honored? If you honor a certain king, who is being praised, if you honor somebody more than God, God is not in it. God is angry because he will never share his honor with anybody. So you see, these things handed down to us. That's why we have been praying. Anything that has been transferred, ancestral transfers, generational transfers. God was telling me, look, some families are rich, but their marriages are not working because their marriages have been sold. I said, God, so this is real? He said, yes. Yes. An ancestor was given option to choose between being rich and wealth. Not that your children, they will bring forth all right, but they can't stay in marital homes. So she chose wealth. They will tell you, they will have children. And you see, sometimes they don't tell you the real things. The devil is a liar, eh? Look, anything the devil gives you, when the devil gives you one thing, he takes 10. He takes all 10. Probability. Mathematics, eh? There is a subject called probability, eh? A topic called probability in maths. You see, probability. Eh? Probability in maths. When he gives you one, he takes 10. One equivalent to 10. Anything the devil gives you, he takes 10. And that 10, he will tell you only one thing he's taking. The other 9, he won't tell you. After you have entered into covenant with him and finished, that is when other things will start manifesting. The devil is a liar. He's a bad devil. He does not create anything. He doesn't own anything. But he has stolen and then given to his children. So that is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Revelation 1, 6. Revelation 1, 6. And has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5, verse number 9 to 12. Revelation 5, 9 to 12. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God. Purchase, take note of that. Purchase or redeem men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Let me just end the thing. They will reign on what? On the earth. Fine. Last scripture I want to read, and then we pray. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, who has blessed us in every spirit with in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. Beloved, these scriptures should provoke you. Why is your healing not coming? Why is the solution not coming? Why is my childbirth not coming? When unbelievers are not praying for children, they are having them. When unbelievers are not praying for wealth, they are having wealth. What the unbelievers are not praying. When I moved to this area, squatters all around. Only 4 houses were there. And the empty lands, people have built kiosks. When they were just bringing forth. During rainy season, when you see these crawling babies, they will come out, they are bathing in the gutter, they are like, I look at them, I stand there, I say, my God. These are people who don't have, even have food to eat. What about children of God? People can afford, yet they don't have it. Never. It's an error. It's an error. Do you know why Jesus has purchased you and I? He has purchased you and I with his blood to represent him here on earth. I am telling you. Look, begin to see yourself as you are the only one he has. He has purchased you and I to continue his work. He has purchased you and I to manifest his glory. Eh? He has purchased you and me. Okay, thank you. He has purchased you and me to manifest his glory, to manifest his power. Yes, here on earth. He has purchased you and me to fulfill our destinies. In fact, he has purchased you and me to live heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. That was why when he was teaching the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in what? Heaven. He has purchased you and I to live heaven on earth. Through us, people must see heaven. Through us, people must see heaven. Through us. Look, today as I'm speaking, cancer must die in somebody. Diabetes must disappear in somebody. Blood pressure must be regulated in somebody. Kidney problem must be solved in somebody. Any disease in a genuinely born covenant child of God, never. Jesus carried that disease. Yes, it was placed on him on the cross. Yes, it was. He carried it so that you will live a healthy life. Jesus carried our poverty so that we will live in prosperity. Jesus carried our pain. Jesus carried everything. Let me tell you, the only thing you are supposed to go through, child of God, the only pain that God has approved is the process he takes you through. That's all. The process of maturity. Maturity for you to become. Maturity for you to become. Apart from that process, anything of the devil. In fact, if the devil, God can even use the devil to take you through the process. Yes, he can use the devil. So if it is a devil that is attacking you and it will serve his interest, God will use it. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to what? His purpose. According to his purpose. You see? So, if whatever you are going through will bring glory to God, he will allow it. Apart from that, we are to leave heaven on earth. Unfortunately, many of us are becoming victims to the driving spirit. The name is that drive and wear them. Drive and wear them out. Drive them and wear them. Wearing spirit. Drive and wear them. Drive them and wear them. Drive them and wear them. There is a scripture in Hosea that says that foreigners have sapped his energy until his hair has become gray. The driving spirit is what is causing untimely death. Untimely death. Driving spirit. There must be activity. Keep on going. From this one to another. From this to another. Keep on. Keep on. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, technician. Hosea 7:9. I have even opened to Hosea. I don't know why these scriptures don't stick in my mind. There are too many things on my head. Hosea 7, 9. Good. Foreigners sap his strength, but he does not realize it. His hair or her hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice. Look, not every gray hair is wisdom. The Bible says gray hair is wisdom. Some gray hair is stress, depression, the troubles of the system. And many are falling to it. I am not talking about not going to work. I am not talking about not working hard. I am not talking about, or God is not talking about we making our lives better. Yes, the lady pastor just finished her master's, graduated, I mean, some few weeks ago with her master's in education from Cape Cod University. Maybe next year she will go and do her doctorate and also be called Dr. Mrs. You see? And then, we are not talking about that. But we are talking about some activity. See, no time to meditate. You see, one of the things that this system has robbed Christianity of is meditation. I'm telling you, meditation. No time to meditate because the system is running fast. Do quickly, let's go. Our minds are choked with activities. Even when we are reading the Bible, we don't get revelation again because we don't read it meditatively. No time, because the system is all driving us. Driving us. There must be a place to go by all means. There must be a party to attend. There must be something. There must be. And pastors are also organizing church programs. Look, I prefer Wednesday Bible studies, Friday prayer meeting, Sunday church service, any departmental meetings, that's okay. Any other day that God prompts. I was saying some years ago, I intentionally declared Thursday, no activity. Thursday, no activity. Whilst I thought Thursday is free, one day when I stood and I said, you see, that's why Thursday, after the magician, so pastor, come here on Thursday and see. Come here on Thursday. People have declared activity. Who told you that Thursday? I say, hey. So when do people sit down at home? So when do you meditate? When do you have time for your family? Husband and wife and children sitting down just to talk and laugh. You see, in the days of modern technology, that is when now we have carved the caption for obituaries. Now, at 40 years, somebody dies at 40, we are saying celebration of life. 40 years, celebration of life. 35, celebration of life. Celebration of life is after 80. Even 60 is not celebration of life, it's dead, premature death. 70 is premature death. It's from 70, 80, 90, that is celebration of life. I remember when the late Amakuhini died, the father, the old man, and Daddy Anthony took me to go and greet the wife. Went and met this old lady. You know, the old lady said something. They say, Abrabo, ya Bobby. Abrabo, ya Bobby. Abrabo, ya Bobby. Yes, we have lived life. We have traveled the whole world. We have lived life. 40 years. Celebration of life. Who have you impacted? 40 years. Celebration of life. 80 years, you are to sit down and issue instructions. Yes. You are to begin to just point. No, this one, do it this way. Do it this way. Let it go this way. Now, 40, celebration of life. Because of the spirit of drive and distraction. And now another thing that is coming, artificial intelligence. God told me this thing 3 years ago. He told me artificial intelligence is to rival miracles. I'm telling you, because what artificial intelligence can do for you, what do you need miracle for? It isn't that it's bad, though. You know that now China have created a human being that is moving among people with brain, not real human. It can talk. But I like one question they asked, how it answered. He said, do you have a soul? He said, no, I don't have a soul. I like that one. He said, I don't have a soul. A machine that thinks for people. Do you know the devil's intention is to change this world into artificial world? The devil's intention is to change everything that God has created, to change nature. Nature. Even look at the word artificial. Listen to it. What does artificial mean? Artificial means it's not real. It's not real. Artificial. It's not real. Very soon, that thing is coming to rule. People have already started teaching how you can use it in business. Of course, we are still in the world. I'm not saying that we shouldn't use it, but we must, Christians, church, we must have knowledge how far the devil is going. But Christians, how far are we going? We must get angry and bring heaven on earth. We must enforce the purpose for our purchase, the purpose for which God purchased us. Are you enforcing it? Are you enforcing it? Yes, the purpose of which we have been purchased. You see, so what is the purpose? We are to manifest God's glory. Yes, we are to manifest God's glory. Look, child of God, you are never a victim, but you are a victor. You are never a victim. Christians are living like victims. It's an error. Get angry at that situation and say, no, God, you did not purchase me for this. Jesus, you didn't die for me for this. No. You see, when we come to understand this thing, look, you come from work after Colossus Street, you drive home when there is no church. You come and remove your clothes. You wash down, you take your meal. You watch your TV program, whatever it is, or you listen to this again, and what? Sleep. Sleep soundly. If you want to read the Bible, you read. Meditate, you meditate. Pray and sleep. Sleep well. That's what you call God's rest. God, in fact, there is a scripture that says that I said they will rest, but they will not rest. That's the spirit of drive. So people are not resting. The mind is working crack, 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 crack. Right now, as I'm talking, some people woke up 4 a.m. They have prepared. I'm not talking about that, too. Because you need to wake up early, drive, go to work. It is all part. It is all part. Look, God told me something, I was shocked. Look at where you live, to your workplace. You drive 2 hours in traffic. It's reducing your life. It's reducing your health. God told me 2 hours. That is why some people don't know some of our philosophy, but they don't understand. They don't understand my place. People just want me to move there. Oh, move there. Go and stay there. Oh, pastor, finish and go and stay. I will go there at my retirement. I must stay close, not too far from the church, at least where I drive 30 minutes. 1 hour in traffic, 2 hours in traffic is affecting your health. It's affecting your health. But what can we do? I have built. I have moved into my house. I have moved. Yes. You are into your house. But if you don't take care, you are going to manage a sickness, a disease. God told me about abroad. The philosophy of these white people is work them out and wear them out. Work them and wear them out. Work them out and wear them out. Work them out and wear them out. You make the dollars. You make the pound sterlings. By the end of the day, you are worn out completely. We need wisdom to live. I'm not against traveling. I'm not against working hard work. No. I pray that God will really give you insight into what the Lord is sharing with us. Hard working. No. Work hard. Work hard. But rest. Rest within. Work hard and do what? Rest. Plan your life well so that you can have some time to do what? To rest. Be careful about the things you give your thoughts to. Be careful about the things that occupies your mind. Let's pray. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I declare today,
I am angry. Father, I am angry. Why should Jesus die for me and my life should be like this? I reject lack of fulfillment.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
This thing just came. Let me tell you something, church. Do you know something? Sometimes let people gossip about you. Look, all things work together for good. The way I'm understanding the scripture, yes, the devil will use people to talk against you to destroy you. But you see, God will use it for your good. Look, supposing you have a problem and you go and stand there. Say, please, everybody, tell me what you think about this problem. It will shock you. As everybody is talking, look, some people will be saying the solution. They will be saying the thing. They will be telling you what you did wrong, what you should do, what you didn't do. I am telling you. Do you know the reason why it is difficult for pilots to have male children? I made research. Pilots always have daughters. It's difficult for pilots to have male children because of what? Radiation. Radiation kills the X, whatever, you know, X, XY. The Y. Radiation kills Y. So the former president, what he did before he had a son, the person who led him to do that is my friend. What he did before he had a son. The person told me who he saw, a doctor, and what the doctor did for him not to fly for some time. And truly, he had a son, Kimati. The person was telling me, giving me it. I said, wow. Say, Lord, give us wisdom to live.
Give us wisdom to live.
We need wisdom to live.
We need wisdom.
Lord, give us wisdom to live.
Lord, give us wisdom to live.
Lord, give us wisdom to live. Lord, give us wisdom to live. Lord, give us wisdom to live. Lord, give us the wisdom of life.
Yes, Lord. Give us wisdom of life.
So you see, for instance, this one like this. When somebody opens up and everybody is talking, somebody will say something which will land on the problem to give you solution. But we are in the days that nobody should talk about anybody. Everybody is secretive. It is true. You need to be careful. Who talks about your issues? Yes. You need to be careful. Who you share your things with. But in the same this thing, there is a way. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any substandard life.
Substandard
that I am living.
That in, I Christ. Am living.
In Christ. I reject it. I reject it.
I reject it.
Any area that I lack. I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject. I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject. That I lack. Whatever I lack.
Whatever
I lack.
As
we should not be
of God.
I reject it.
Not be.
I reject it.
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 I reject
it.
Yes, I reject.
Say, my Father in heaven.
I reject poverty.
Yes, my Father in heaven.
I need wisdom to live.
I need
the wisdom we need to live here on earth.
The wisdom we
give
need
it to
live
us, Lord.
Here on earth.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to
us, Lord.
Give it to
us, Lord.
Give it to
us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to
us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
Give it to us, Lord.
The wisdom we need to live for God. The
yes,
wisdom
Lord.
We need to manage
give
our lives.
Us,
we need that
give
wisdom.
Us,
we need that wisdom.
Us,
we need that wisdom. We need that wisdom.
Us,
we need that wisdom. We need that wisdom.
Us,
we need that wisdom.
Us,
we need that wisdom. 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 We need that wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
We need that
wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
We need that wisdom.
Give us that wisdom. Give us that wisdom,
Shake
Lord.
Take we need wisdom
to live. We need wisdom to excel. We need wisdom to succeed. We need wisdom, Father, so that in the midst of storm, we'll be at peace. Yes, we need wisdom. This is the wisdom we need from you, Lord. We need you to give it to us,
in Jesus' mighty name.
So
say, my Father in heaven.
My Father
in this era of technology, we need wisdom. We need wisdom.
We need wisdom. We need
wisdom. Let me say this before we continue to pray. Do you know that do you know the phone my doctor uses? The small one. Is it the one they call Yam?
Mm-hmm.
That's the phone my doctor uses. I say, Doctor, you are not serious. He say, Pastor, I am more serious. Pastor, if I tell you the radiation, if I tell you the things people come here with, and I know it's because of radiation. In fact, he has warned me not to use phone on the bed. I went there, I was feeling some way on my right side here, chest, some this thing. He just laughed at me. He said, Doctor, he said, Pastor, you read on bed. You use your phone on bed. Always your phone is on your right like this. And as if he was there with me. He said, that is it. I came 3 days. I stopped that. The thing is gone. The pain is gone. 3 days. The pain is gone. He said, at a certain age, you don't do some things on bed again. You need to sit down on the table. Straight and right. Hey! And I write a lot on my bed, on my tie. I'll put the jotter on my tie and I'm writing. I like that. I say, hey, Osofo, you are killing yourself slowly. Doctor is not using Android. Doctor is using hot. Yam. This is a physician specialist who has worked in United States, UK, Japan, Cuba, and Ghana. Ghanaian. Say, my Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
In this age of technology.
In this age of technology.
Give us wisdom, Lord. Father, give us wisdom. 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 Lord, give us wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom. In this age of technology, Lord, give us wisdom. 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 Lord, give us wisdom.
Give us wisdom to live. Give us wisdom to survive. We need your help, Lord. Give us wisdom. Father, give us wisdom. Wisdom to live, Lord. Wisdom to make it. Wisdom to have peace in the midst of storms. Wisdom of how to survive. Father, Lord, we are in this
give us wisdom, Lord. 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 Rakataka mayakatuka yabama ilebebe eteke.
Give us wisdom.
In Jesus' mighty name. Say, my Father in heaven.
Amen. My Father in heaven.
Any way of life.
Any empty way of life.
That my forefathers have transferred unto me. Any transfer that is not helping. Ancestral transfer. Family transfer. Parental transfer. That is not helping. I reject it. I break myself free. I reject it and 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 break myself free.
I break myself free.
Any transfer that is not helping me. Any generational transfer. Any ancestral transfer. Any family transfer. Any parental transfer. Any indebtedness that has been transferred to me. I break free. I break free. I break free with the blood. 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 I break free with the blood.
I break free by the power of the blood. I break free by the power of the Holy Spirit. I break free. 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 Yes, Lord. In the empty life that has been handed down to me, Lord.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break myself free. The name of Jesus.
Say in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
I have been purchased
I have
to
been
live
purchased
a victorious life.
to live a victorious life.
Never to be a victim. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor.
Never to be a victim. But to be a victor.
But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor. Never to be a victim. But to be a victor.
Never to be a victim. Yes, Lord. Prakata
kabayakata.
I have been purchased by the blood. Never to be a victim, but to be a victor. Never to be a victim, but to be a victor. I have been purchased by the blood. I have been purchased by the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, never to be a victim, but to be a victor. But a victor in everything, oh Lord. In everything, oh Lord. Never to be a victim, but to be a victor. That is who I am. That is what the blood has made me. The blood of Jesus
in
that purchased
Jesus
me.
Mighty
that
name.
Is what it has made me. Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You sent your only begotten Son.
You sent your only
Jesus
begotten
Christ.
Son. Jesus Christ.
To come and purchase me.
To come and
with his own blood.
Me. With
for
his
me
own
to
blood.
Leave. Heaven on
leave.
Earth.
Heaven
therefore,
on earth.
I've been
therefore,
purchased to leave heaven
purchased.
On earth. I have been purchased
to
leave heaven on earth. I have been purchased to leave heaven on earth. I have been purchased to leave heaven on earth. I have been purchased to leave heaven on earth. I have been purchased to leave heaven on earth. I have been purchased to leave heaven on earth. 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 Shakatakataka barakatakabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya.
To leave heaven on earth.
Ile papa rakata kaba italebeke.
I am leaving heaven on earth. I will leave heaven on earth. Because of the blood of Jesus that has purchased me and made me who I am. Yes, Lord. The blood of Jesus. With the power of Holy Spirit. The power of Holy Spirit. I must leave heaven on earth. I must leave heaven on earth.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any mistake I have made.
Any error I've made, any error
that is affecting me, I confess. I renounce. Let the blood of Jesus correct it. Let the blood of Jesus rectify it. Let the blood of Jesus rectify it. The blood can rectify. The blood can rectify. The blood can correct my past mistakes. My past mistakes, according to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41, verse 4. The blood, the blood can trace. It can trace my generation. It can trace my past. Let the blood of Jesus repair my past. Repair my past. Reset my past. Repair my past. Reset my past. Any past life that is affecting me today. Any past life. Any past mindset. Any past mindset that is affecting me today. Let the blood of Jesus Christ repair. Rectify. Let the blood of Jesus Christ visit my past. 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 My personal past. My ancestral past. My family past. My parental past. That is affecting me today. Let the blood of Jesus Christ visit my past. Visit my past. Visit my past. Repair my past. Reset my past. Repair my past. Reset my past. The devil cannot use 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 my past against me today. Satan, you cannot use my past. You cannot use my past. You cannot use my past against me. 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 My past has been cancelled with the blood of Jesus Christ. My past has been cancelled. 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 My past has been cancelled.
My past has been cancelled.
Father, we thank you for bringing us this far. We glorify your name, O God. Holy Spirit, for the way you have led us. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be the worship, the honor, and the adoration. Let the blood take care of our past. Let the blood reset our past. The Bible says, you are forgiving us. As the heavens are higher than the earth, the east and the west, that's the way you are forgiving us and forgotten our sins, our past. You don't treat us as our past deserves. Lord, visit our past. Redeem our past. Heal our past. Reset our past. Father, we want to begin to live fruitful lives. Fruitful lives. Productive lives. The reason why you purchase us, things must go well for us. We must live, oh God, in thanksgiving. We must live in appreciation. We must be rejoicing. We must live in testimonies. We must walk with miracles. Lord, let it be so be. Let it so be, Lord. Let it so be.
Amen.
This weekend, we want to begin to experience things.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God should bless you and keep you. And watch over you. Enjoy a blessed weekend. Enjoy a fruitful weekend. Enjoy a weekend full of testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.